We're turning up the heat. The hottest temperatures that we've had all season long, at least so far, will be in the mid-90s virtually all week long. Feel like temperatures 100+. Some heat advisories are likely to be issued by the National Weather Service as we go through this week. Now, the average high is 90, so we would expect to be hot, obviously, but this is even a little bit hotter than average with those mid-90s. And the beaches, with an offshore wind for a good part of the day, will manage to get to 90 degrees until the sea breeze kicks in just enough to drop that temperature a little bit. But water temperatures are now into low to mid-80s, so that only offers a certain amount of relief, which is typical as we get into June, July, and August. What is not typical is that we really haven't kicked into our wet season yet. Yes, we've had some interludes of heavy showers and thunderstorms. We had a couple of days last week and into the weekend. But as far as consistent and persistent, fairly widespread afternoon storms, we've really not seen that kick in yet, and it's not happening this week. Only isolated to widely scattered afternoon storms. You get underneath one of them, it pours. You get a lot of rain, but you don't have to go very far where it's not much. Less than a quarter of the area will get any rain at all week long. That's not much. And again, we lose a lot of water this time of year from our soil with the evaporation each day. So we're staying really quite dry for this time of year. All week long through Friday, highs in the mid-90s, nighttime lows in the mid-70s, so warm and muggy at night as well. Now, it does appear that by the weekend, there'll be better chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Once you know it, get to the weekend, of course. So we'll keep an eye on that. But right now, it does look like by Saturday that we have better opportunities for the afternoon showers and thunderstorms. In the tropics, there's not anything imminent. We'll continue to watch the far western Caribbean and a little bit either way of Central America, also the far east Pacific for the potential for tropical development. But with the upper level high pressure ridge nearby for Jacksonville and Florida and Georgia, which is helping to produce all the heat this week, the circulation around that upper level high, which is clockwise, would have a tendency to push anything that might try to develop in the western Caribbean toward the west or west-northwest at least. And if that's the case, it protects Florida. We'll continue to monitor that situation carefully. The rest of the tropics look pretty quiet. And, of course, updated every single day, just like I did last week even though I was on vacation. You can get the latest on the tropics at Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And today, the sunrise, by the way, is at 6:24 a.m. It is the earliest sunrise that we have all year long and will continue through June 19th, so through early next week. And then we gradually start to see we lose some time on that back end. Of course, summer solstice is next week, which means we start to lose some time eventually on the sunset, too, though it takes a little longer. In any case, by the 5th of July, our sunrise is at 6:30, and by about the last week of August, our sunrise is at 7 a.m. So it'll start to get a little bit later, slowly, of course, at first. And our sunsets actually continue to get later for a while here for a couple of weeks, and then basically our daylight holds steady until about the middle of July, and then you really do start to notice the shorter days thereafter. But our average temperature of 90 degrees that we're at right now, that holds true till about the last week or so of August before the average high temperature falls, if you're going to call it that, into the upper 80s. Yes, it's the dog days of summer now. The heat's arrived, is what we would expect this time of year. And it is Flag Day, so enjoy your flags today, and most of them will fly without getting a whole lot of rain, I guess, would be one positive on this Flag Day. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.